Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is mild this evening. Tel Aviv is enjoying a pleasant breeze, while Jerusalem has clear skies. In Haifa, it's a comfortable night ideal for a quiet stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Mariv, the IDF is expressing frustration as Hezbollah finds safety in southern Lebanon. The IDF has been actively targeting Hezbollah's infrastructure, including tunnels and weapons, earlier today. Also, I-24 News reports that Iran has presented the United States with a three-step plan to transition from a ceasefire to ending the war, just in. Also this hour, Ynet reports Iran's proposal to the U.S. includes freezing enrichment and reopening the Strait of Hormuz. This plan surfaced earlier this hour. Separately, Walla reveals that Jordan is discreetly assisting the U.S. and Israel against Iran by allowing Israeli Air Force passage through its airspace, from earlier today. And finally, the Forward highlights controversy in the U.K. A British Green Party candidate faces backlash for tweets from an account parodying Anne Frank, suggesting violence against Zionists, reported an hour ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Standing Together, a social movement, posted earlier today criticizing Israeli Minister Ben-Gvir's policies. They claim his approach has led to increased violence in Arab communities. Meanwhile, OSINT613, an open-source analyst, noted that Iran's proposal contradicts U.S. demands. While Tehran prioritizes reopening the Strait of Hormuz, Washington insists on nuclear concessions. From X, Al Arabiya English reports that an Israeli court has extended the detention of two foreign activists from a Gaza-bound flotilla for questioning, stated an hour ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in southern Lebanon, Mariv reports that the IDF has intensified operations against Hezbollah, dismantling key infrastructures to curb their influence. This action highlights ongoing tensions in the region, impacting civilian safety on both sides of the border. Turning to the diplomatic negotiations, I-24 News informs us that Iran's plan involves a gradual approach to ending hostilities, but the U.S. remains cautious. This comes amid ongoing international pressure to stabilize the region. The outcome could reshape Middle Eastern diplomacy. Meanwhile, the revelation by Walla about Jordan's covert support underscores the complex regional alliances. Despite Jordan's public neutrality, its strategic cooperation with Israel underscores the geopolitical stakes. This could influence future military and diplomatic strategies. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that Israeli startups raised $1.3 billion in April alone. This growth marks a significant boost in the tech sector, contributing to the country's economic resilience. Separately, Mariv Business highlights how the company Smoove is revolutionizing data management. By integrating AI, they offer businesses a competitive edge, transforming manual processes into automated solutions. And finally, Ynet Business shares the success story of Goom, a startup founded by two paratroopers. They've created a popular vegan gummy supplement, demonstrating innovation and entrepreneurship amidst military commitments. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.